And welcome back. Glad to be with you here. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Rick Windham right alongside us for your November 1st edition, as we have Sean Jacobs joining us, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, how are you on this fine November morning?
You know, I'm doing excellent. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good, Sean. Glad to have you.
Now, Sean, of course, the big news, a little bit of snow that kind of developed on Halloween and continues here into this morning, it looks like, throughout parts of North Platte.
Yeah, so we have winter weather advisory that's in place until 1 p.m. this afternoon. And we are going to start to see that snow tapering off. In fact, it's starting to slow down right now as we speak. But generally, the system is a pretty compact band of snow that generally dropped anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow across the southern panhandle and stretching southeast across Lincoln County into south central Nebraska. So definitely a nice snowfall. What I say is nice about it is temperatures this morning haven't been overly too cold. I'm seeing that our current temperature is like 33 degrees here in North Platte. So generally, road conditions are for the most part aren't too bad. You know, there are slick spots certainly on the roadways, but the snow really collected on the grassy surfaces, not as much on the paved surfaces.
Yeah, it really didn't stick on that hard pavement, like you said, Sean, but really did accumulate to a couple of inches, it looks like, on some of the grassed areas.
Yeah, certainly. We've seen generally about 3 to 5 inches across the North Platte area of snow. 5 inches as you head a little bit west of town and a little southwest of town. In town officially at the airport, I believe we're at 4.1 inches was the last that I saw there at the office. So definitely a beneficial snowfall. And you know, I do have to say, you know, sometimes you got to spike the football when you can, but it was a well-predicted event as well. So, you know, hopefully everybody got the advisory, the information on the advisory.
And, Sean, this snow was really a thick kind of snow, it looks like, and real, I guess, dense would be the proper term,
wouldn't it? A lot
of
moisture in this one, yeah.
A lot of good moisture. You know, we look at snow-liquid-water ratios, SLRs, and this snowfall was running anywhere from about a 7 to 8 to 1 SLR. You know, typically this time of year we would be closer to 11 to 1, so definitely a lot of moisture. Just looking at the, we send up weather balloons twice a day at our office, and just looking at the weather balloon from last night, if you average the water in the atmosphere, the precipitable water, we're running in the 90th percentile compared to previous dates on the amount of moisture. So we had a lot of moisture. We knew where this band was going to set up, that people would see real beneficial snows, and certainly that's exactly what happened.
Again, we have Sean Jacobs joining us, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And Sean, looking ahead to the extended forecast, what do we have coming our way for the week ahead of us?
Yeah, so if we can get past today, the snow, you know, we're going to see a gradual warm-up with highs returning to near 60 by the end of the week. And, you know, again, in the upper 50s to low 60s for the weekend. There will be some wind. We get a cold front coming later in the week, but today's going to be the coolest of the days. It's going to be a lot of clouds. So, you know, I don't see temperatures really climbing too much today with on and off light precipitation. You know, once we start tour tomorrow, we'll start heading back in the right direction if you like the warmer temperatures. You know, if you like the snow, unfortunately, the snow is going to melt off probably by tomorrow or Wednesday.
And, Sean, speaking of the winter, winter spotter training class once again.
Yes, definitely. So this Thursday is actually Nebraska Winter Weather Awareness Day, and it's something that the National Weather Service offices, in conjunction with the emergency managers, we kind of put on every single year. It's just a good opportunity where you can review your winter plan. What happens if you have power go out because of a winter storm for a prolonged period of time? What would you do? Have in your car when you're traveling? So these are the type of questions that we answer, and we really want people to be aware on winter weather awareness day to make sure that their plans are in place. Now, you did mention the winter spotter training. It's something that's kind of unique to our office that we've been doing now for the last couple of years. Now, this is a virtual event where we have, I believe, 5 dates lined up from now until early December. where we get on and we just talk snow. We talk winter weather. We tell you how to correctly measure snowfall, which is you think, well, all I have to do is just stick a ruler in the ground and measure. Well, you know, that works, but if you want to get an accurate measurement, you know, we'll teach you how to do that. Talk to you the difference about ice storms and why we see ice storms sometimes and why we see snow the other time. So it's just a fun way to help educate individuals and then also getting prepared for the winter season. Now, our first training opportunity is this Thursday evening. And again, all these training opportunities will be virtual. So all you have to do is go to our website, which is weather.gov/LBF. That LBF stands for Lee Bird Field, our airport. And, you know, you'll see right at the top information on how you can sign up for our winter weather spotter talks. We'd love to see as many people as possible. They're great talks.
I'll give you an unpaid endorsement here.
I appreciate it.
I have not done any of the virtual ones. I've been to the had in the past that were live on preparedness and spotter and stuff like that. They're very well done. The people that are doing the presentations are really good people to represent the Weather Service. They take questions well. They answer the questions. It's a lot of fun. I like going to them.
We really appreciate hearing that. You know, that is one thing is when you become a meteorologist, there's different tracks that you can take. And for the most part, those who are in the National Weather Service, we are service-minded folks. You know, we take our name seriously, and we're passionate. We want to share about the weather and, you know, what we know, just as, you know, we want to hear others share about what they know. So, you know, we get excited during our spotter seasons, and, you know, we definitely, this is something new that we've been trying the last couple of years for winter weather, and we definitely love talking severe weather, so we appreciate that unpaid endorsement. And I was just going to say, you know, I do have plenty of candy in the house, so you know, maybe I can send a few candy bars your way. So I didn't get too many trick-or-treaters last night.
No. As long as the candy is labeled bourbon or scotch, I'm fine.
Now, Sean, what'd your daughter go dressed as for Halloween?
So, you know, she loves Pokemon, and I can't think of the Disney movie, the name of the little dragon, but there's a Disney movie, The Last Dragon. So
okay.
She was the last dragon, and kind of a mix between Charizard, who's a fire wizard, and then the last dragon. So yeah, she was a dragon this
awesome,
year.
Awesome, awesome.
Now at school, now I thought the costume was a little scary. So at school, she dressed up as her favorite black cat.
Okay.
A black cat named Voodoo, and so she dressed up as Voodoo.
is that one of her personal cats?
You know, no, this was one that we had before, and the cat only likes one person, and I don't know why, it's me. But
you've been the chosen one, huh?
I am. He's a stubborn old cat, and he just loves me, but she loves cats.
Voodoo, I like that.
We've been talking about maybe getting another little kitten or something, but now don't be dropping kittens off at our house right now. But,
and the address is?
Rick and I were on our way over.
Better not.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, just, you know, hey, even though that the temperatures have been just marginally supportive for the snow right now, make sure you slow down because all it takes is one isolated slick spot, and you know, you can end up in the ditch or something. So just slow down and
exactly.
Let the plow people do their work, and we're looking forward to some slightly warmer temperatures coming up.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thank you. That again is Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Your time at 10 presented to you by Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey, 850 Central, 33 degrees, with snow continuing to fall and that winter advisory, the winter weather advisory in effect until 1 o'clock today. Otherwise, temperatures warming up in the mid-30s.